Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, Donald Trump was right. Looks like he inherited Biden's shockingly jobless jobless economy. Mm-hmm. Just as he said, they accused him of lying. Democrat, no, you can't go in and fire the Biden appointee who created over 2 million fake jobs that we then ran on. For office. Remember, the only good economic stat that the Democrats had to use with the midterms and in the 2024 presidential election was recreated a lot of jobs. And that, it turns out, was a total and complete lie.
Dana. And there is new economic data that just came out a few moments ago, and it shows the U.S. job market was much weaker than thought back in 2024. Edward Lawrence is live from the White House, and so this number was eye-popping. So what does it really mean about the situation that we're in now?
Yeah, it really was. And this is a preliminary benchmark revision, and it was down 911,000 jobs. So that means that 911,000 fewer jobs were created in the past 12 months than we were first thought. Now, these numbers are not final. The final revisions are released in the January jobs report. It's to remember that this data covers most of the Biden administration. For the 12 months ending in March of 2025, it showed that the job growth under the Biden administration may not have been as strong. So subtracting this revision means 849,000 jobs were added in that 12-month time frame. Doing quick math, that's an average of 71,000 jobs per month. Now, some people who watch this report closely say that the revisions last year of 818,000 is a reason to change the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics looks at data.
The number was gigantic revision-wise last year, over 800,000. I mean, obviously, we're not collecting the data the right way, and we haven't been for quite some time. I think there's a lot of changes in how they've done that. So we've got to look at trying to get that to be more accurate. There's no doubt about it. We've not done it right in a long, long time.
So jobs have been a focus for some time by this administration, calling for a rate cut to help companies borrow to hire. The New York Federal Reserve survey of consumer expectations shows that people worried about their current employment situation. The expectation probability of finding a new job if someone loses their job dramatically fell 5.8% last month to the lowest level since they started keeping this statistic.
Maybe.
So the weakness, along with the revisions to the June data, that June was revised down to the first negative job growth since December of 2020, and it shows that maybe the economy not as strong as it was. In fact, analysts leading up to this, some market experts are saying that if this number was close to a million jobs, which it was, then that means the job market had already stalled at the end of the Biden administration before President Trump even took office.
Oh, it's worse than that. We had entire quarters where the Biden administration was claiming they had created 330,000 jobs, and actually they created none. But here's the problem with this, okay? The Biden administration, through inflation, and that was really looting the Treasury and all of these bills, the Inflation Reduction Act, all of these things where they printed 100% of it, they created massive inflation. And what they claimed was the job growth is so big, that's what's creating inflation. Oh, and by the way, we can't do rate cuts because the job market's so hot. And remember, Powell would even come out and say, well, people have to lose some jobs before I can cut rates. All fake. So they decimated the real estate market. First-time homebuyers who are middle class cannot afford homes. Based on the lie of what? We have to keep rates high because the job market's so hot that we've got to cool it down. All of it fake. So, Lee, we're not just lying to the world's investors like a third world banana republic hellhole. You can't trust us any more than you can trust, these other countries. You don't even know where they are on the map. Who knows? But on top of that, they decimated the real estate industry with this lie. Powell told this lie. again and again and again. Well, the job market's so hot. I got to keep rates high. Why? Because that allowed the Democrats to print money, print money, print money, print money, rob Americans blind at the checkout line. That's why. That's why he told that lie. And so everything is fake. And all of that led to the decimation of the real estate industry. So, which is still decimated to this day. People can't afford homes.
No.
So it's going to be fascinating to watch what kind of lies Powell tells now, the head of the Federal Reserve. Because you notice what he did. He said, well, I can't cut rates because the job market's on fire. That was a backhanded way of campaigning for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Well, you know, they've just done so well. Actually, they created no jobs. In fact, we lost jobs in some months. So his new excuse is, well, I don't like Trump's tariffs. They'll cause inflation. And he's not talking about jobs anymore. Never mind. This is a guy who said, well, when the job market cools off, I'll lower rates. Well, the job market cooled off, bud.
It's getting a little chilly.
Yeah, and all that's going on here is that every day that Powell can hang on and keep interest rates high is another day of high business bankruptcy. Because businesses are having to borrow at these artificially high rates, short-term loans that they need just to, you know, buy their inventory and hold on to it before they can sell it. You're having a spike in business bankruptcies. Businesses do not hire when they can't get loans. All of this is being done to hurt Trump economically going into the midterms. So watch for Powell. He's going to have to come out with a new lie, a new reason why he's got to keep rates high until the midterms. And this is why, even though Trump has invited him to leave, he hangs on. He is an economic assassin and a liar. And then the media could turn around and say, oh, look at the Trump economy. It's not going to move till we get this man out of the way. And we put the Federal Reserve governor in prison, which is apparently what it's going to take because she's in on this too. Meanwhile, they did a rate cut for Her Highness, though. Despite the job market, remember, being fakely on fire at the time.
Right.
Remember, we were told, oh, yeah, job's great. Yeah, they're fantastic. Job's great. Going into the election, they were lying. And Powell says, okay, we'll do a rate cut. So you can't believe anything this guy says because his economic actions are different based on whether Republicans or Democrats are in office. Because he's an economic assassin. I don't know how investors the world over even invest in this country. I don't know how they do it. It's really frustrating to see. So we'll see.
It would be nice if we could just believe the statistics that the government tells us. That's the thing.
No, you can't.
That's the problem. Right.
And this is why places like, take Russia, for instance, they have massive natural resources. You would think it'd be a great investment opportunity. You can't believe anything the government says. Economically.
Well, they don't even report many of their statistics anymore. They've stopped doing it since the Ukrainian invasion there and the war there because they don't want to show the fact that, you know, their economy is being damaged by sanctions and the continued, you know, development and spending for the war. But, you know, that's Russia.
I don't see how we're all that different right now. And here's the thing people need to understand as you're looking at this. The person who just oversaw this massive revision. The person who handed Trump that crappy 22,000 job creation report, which may or may not be true, there's no way to know, is a Biden appointee. A Biden appointee who was very angry that the Biden appointee above him got fired for what turns out to be the fakest jobs report of all time.
Well, apparently all the Biden appointees and all the Obama appointees are still very angry and still embedded in the federal bureaucracy.
Well, they are. And so understand all of these jobs numbers that you're getting right now, especially the really crappy jobs report. Trump just got the 22,000. That's a Biden appointee. And so at this point, you can't trust anything he says. You know, maybe we had a bad job creation month of 22,000, or maybe he just made it up. I mean, there's no way to know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally no way. Nobody could know. And that's a massive problem. It makes this country just look weak and like a joke. We got to broom these people out. And you know what? Again, this is, Lee, because every agency from the FBI to the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been weaponized with lies that have one aim, get Democrats elected at any cost.
Well, these days, I don't know why we can't do away with the methodology that they're currently using with the Labor Department, where they survey a number of employers about their, you know, job layoffs or hiring or whatever. Why don't we have an instantaneous thing where you report it electronically and have actual data and not then an extrapolation from a survey, which is, you know, going to be dependent upon the sample size and who they surveyed and where? Well, it seems like there's, and this is facetious here, it seems like there's an intentional reason to have this inaccurate information, Tara.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yes.
But you can also see through it if you want to.
Right.
And that's why you and I have been talking about how fake these job numbers are for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard to know.
Well, when we sit here and report about places that are hiring or places that are firing, jobs that are lost, jobs that are gained, increase in prices at our local. When we see the anecdotal evidence, we see it here. And if it's not jiving with what the data is that the government's reporting, well, there's some doubt there.
Yeah. It's a problem. But, you know, we could solve it right away if Republicans would just appoint EJ and Tony and let all of Trump's appointments go through. He's got about half of them through now, but Thune's still blocking the rest.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I opened yesterday's show with an incredible story, especially since tomorrow is 9/11. I'm going to tie all this in because I want you to laser focus on something. There was a guy, an Islamist, who founded an Al-Qaeda terror training camp, was able to walk into London because they let them do that now. He masterminds a plot to blow up public transportation. In the process, killing on 7/7, their version of 9/11, in the UK, 56 Brits died. 56 dead people. Where's he today? He's only 50. Well, he had committed some crimes here that we wanted him for, so we put him in prison for a few years, and then we made a mistake of extraditing him to the UK. And folks, when you're looking at this crime stuff that's going on in Charlotte, this is the worldwide left's plan. This isn't just a Democrat party, okay? Worldwide left. They want us to live side by side, not just with criminals or murderers, although that is part of the plan. No. They want us to live in abject fear. Live among mass murderers. They hate America. They hate Americans. They especially hate Americans who are white. Why? Because we don't vote for them. Especially not white males, 58% for Trump. They are in a frothing rage. And they want to do what they always do. Repress people who don't vote for them, whoever they are. Now, can you imagine a world where a person kills 56 people and gets let out on the streets of England? Yeah, well, that happened. It happened this week. He's out. Wait. How much time did he take? 20 years? He's only 50. They let him out? Oh, yeah, he's free to go. The judge, by the way, while releasing him, noted that he was still a danger to society. But let him go anyway, because why not? So if you think what happened on that light rail line is bad, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, honey. They're just getting started. They're just getting started. They want you to live in such terror. They want it to be so hard for you to go from point A to B. That is why they have brought in all of these cartel terrorists that Trump is rounding up right now. They want you to live in war-torn cities, destroyed by civil war. So you'll spend all your time just trying to survive and put food on the table. You won't have any time to come after them. That's the plan. It's very simple. Haroon Aswat, look that guy up. H-A-R-O-O-N-A-S-W-A-T, admitting admitted to helping set up an Al-Qaeda terror training camp before murdering 56 Brits. Jailed for 20 years. Tell me this doesn't sound like Charlotte. This is worldwide left here. Was involved in setting up a terrorist training camp in the U.S. with radical cleric Abu Hamza in the 1990s. He goes to the U.K., commits mass murder. He's the mastermind. Well, he serves his time here. We deport him back in 2022. Massive mistake. They send him not to a prison to rot in hell, but to a mental hospital where they diagnose him with paranoid schizophrenia, which I don't even believe, but whatever, they're liberals. The Metropolitan Police tried to save the people of England because they opposed this, but it didn't matter. The judge was told that Aswath, the terrorist, still poses a risk to the public and mental illness exacerbates his religious extremism. Oh, I bet it does. Although, honestly, one is indistinguishable from the other at this point. The judge even warned. The judge even warned he is a public danger and remains at risk of Islamic violent extremism. Well, I mean, if it killed 56 people. Then the judge adds, this sounds just like Charlotte, doesn't it? I have to wish you all the best and say that that the way forward is to keep on your medication. Yeah. Listen to the advice you're going to get and keep out of the sorts of things you would do. You mean like to murder 56 people? Mm-hmm. Because you saw where it ended up and you do not want to go back to that. Why doesn't he? We're not going to kill him. We'll let him out. By the way, while in custody in the U.S., Aswath reportedly confessed to involvement in the 9/11 atrocity in New York, as well as the 7/7 bombings in London. I don't know why we let him go. Actually, I do. Joe Biden let him go. So, you know, worldwide left, y'all. So you understand, when we're having this debate, as I said yesterday when I opened the show, we need to fight for people like that poor Ukrainian refugee, like you would fight with for your last breath with your head held underwater, because this is the way they want us to live. Understand that. And they are, by the way, outraged that they can't censor this. Outraged that they can't censor this. But there's nothing they can do that we are now able. We have free speech for the first time in years, and we have the power to raise an issue like this and keep it going, and they can't shut it down. So you know what? We're right where we need to be. I don't know how this fight's going to end, but understand how much further ahead of the ball we are right now. 4 years ago, we were censored by the FBI. This thing, this murder on this light rail line wouldn't have even been allowed to trend on X. Now we decide what trends on X. If you want to fight, you think I want to fight, get an X account, follow the trends, retweet, and most importantly, share with family and friends. It is the best thing you can do. It's better than even volunteering. I hate to say that, but it is in terms of, you know, working for a politics, political party here at South Carolina. It's useless. Trump endorsed all the really bad people. You're not going to get anywhere. They're in charge now. They're Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You'll never beat them. He'll endorse them again next time. Don't waste your time. I mean, I hate to tell you that. People say, get involved at the local level. Don't bother. In South Carolina, it's useless. Get on X, save the country. Every retweet, every time you share with family and friends, that's how we avoid having to live with people who mass murdered 56 of us, and now they're standing next to us on a street corner, maybe to detonate the next bomb, maybe not. That's what the worldwide left wants, and the way we win is we help Americans understand the mortal danger they are in every single day when the left or the Democrats are in charge. Brutal. I mean, brutally horrific. Full video of the stabbing on that Charlotte light rail line. It is hard to watch. You know what the hardest thing to watch is a mom. I just want to hold her while she dies, and nobody did. She died alone. Just the absolute savagery with which he plunges that knife into her and the look of shock on her face. And she doesn't see it coming, and horror on her face. And just this, just the absolute male toxic strength he hit her with. You want to see some real toxicity from men? That's toxicity right there. That's Democrat male toxicity. And yet, as this video comes out, the people of Charlotte, because they're liberal, like zombies, cold, dead eyes, marching toward the polls yesterday, immune from any kind of human compassion, vote to put Vi Lyles back in the mayor's seat. 74%. She was running against four other people, one of whom ran on crime. They didn't care. They're heartless. They are heartless zombies. Why? Because, folks, they are so brainwashed by their media. They think Trayvon Martin was just a nice black boy getting Skittles. They don't know he was smashing the back of George Zimmerman's head into the concrete when he was killed. They think hands up, don't shoot happened. It didn't. That was made up by a career criminal. In fact, the only shooting done in the Michael Brown case was by Michael Brown, who attempted to assassinate the police officer. Thank God he lived. But these are lies and they don't know it. Say her name. They won't say Irina Zaruska's name because it doesn't fit the narrative. They want only one thing, and that is to cancel her for the crime of embarrassing them by dying. And I'm telling you what, all of the national media coverage just made Vi Lyles, the mayor of Charlotte, more popular with the lunatic left. And you know who explained it the best? Really? Is former Homeland Security Secretary, Acting Secretary Jonathan Fahey. This is about feeling good. It comes out of the BLM era.
You see that in Chicago, and it's just so shameful. And we saw this with the BLM riots, movement, whatever, and it was always, you know, the criminals are the good guys, the cops are the bad guys, and no one cared at all about the victims. And we're seeing crimes like this that are sort of the result of that, because we had many, many years where people want to put the sign in their yard to show how virtuous they are while other people suffer from criminal activity.
Meanwhile, you've got U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, yesterday. When they announced, hey, we're going to go for death penalty on him. And folks, Pam Bondi, Attorney General of the United States of America, even announced, we can't leave his prosecution to liberal prosecutors in Charlotte. We can't do it. He'll end up back out on the street.
We are going to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. We have taken the case because it's murder on mass transit. Progressive DAs cannot handle this case.
No, they can't. They cannot. They are too weaponized with ignorance. Meanwhile, listen to this. Mainstream media still damn determined to cancel this woman. And incredibly frustrated that they cannot. Here's CNN making the argument for the cancellation of this case.
People like Charlie Kirk fan, they've been looking for opportunities to make this some sort of like reciprocal George Floyd situation. And that's the part that I think he's almost giving away the game. And it's sad to see a lot of people going along with it.
Going along with it. These are the people who told us, oh, no, she's just a local story. We should ignore this. I mean, George Floyd was a local story, sure. Show was all the lies around Michael Brown. By the way, you know, he was the police officer who killed him was exonerated by the Obama administration. Self-defense. After they got a good 9 months of lies in. That was a local story. Yeah, but, you know, the victim was white and we can't speak of that. It doesn't conform with the narrative. Ergo, she must be canceled. Fuck, this is how it goes. She must be canceled. This is the rules they operate. If you die, according to, because of Democrat policies, whether open borders or crime, even if you are a Democrat voter in good standing, you have committed the crime of embarrassing the party and the sentence is cancellation. You die and then you die in the public square. You're never seen again. So Soviet. It really is. Here is U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, asked by a liberal lunatic reporter, aren't you just grandstanding? You want to charge this guy with murder? I mean, come on. Have you seen the video? The heartlessness, the lack of self-awareness of these people is jaw-dropping. You know what it tells you? They do not care about human life, not one iota.
I'm curious, what do you say to people who see what's happening here today and wonder if this is political grandstanding?
Yeah, I don't see how you would see this case as political grandstanding. And if you do, I think you should have the conversation that we just had with Arena's family, because there's nothing political about that. This is a heinous crime, and we are going to remedy it. I don't know what the politics is here. If this was a political grandstand, there would be an opposite side to this. Is the opposite side, let's allow murders on our light rail?
Yeah.
Is the opposite side,
yeah,
let's let people out of state prison so they can commit other crimes? There's no other side to this. There's no politics to this. This is a pure and simple federal case.
He's right. He's wrong, actually. There is an opposite side. You want to know what the opposite side is? You saw it right here on a billboard. Remember the 2020 primary. I am literally driving down 85. My jaw hits the ground. I exit so I could drive around again because I think I must have just misunderstood what I saw. It is an ad by the ACLU. And it is Democrats who've taken the pledge to release 50% of the federal prison population off the top. Can you imagine the hellhole this country would be? Those are the worst of the worst. And it was Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden. Their pictures were up there. And the ACLU was congratulating them. And it was during the primary, right? So they had taken the pledge. Yeah, we pledged to release 50% of the federal prison population. The worst: gangbangers, drug dealers, rapists, pedophiles, murderers. Yeah, 50% off the top, why not? Yeah, that is the other side, sir. I hate to tell you. I saw it on a billboard on 85, right here in South Carolina during the 2020 primary. I have to stop talking about it. It says, and the reason, I used to cover federal court, so I know how bad those people are that were put in federal prison. Yeah, 50% off the top, why not? Sure, okay. So, World War III alert. They are still trying to get World War III going, despite the unlikelihood of Trump wanting to fight it. They never give up. You got to admire them for that, bloodthirsty scoundrels that they are. Yeah, so the new version of this is, New York Times. Poland says it shot down Russian drones that entered its airspace. And they're trying to trigger Article 4, which is kind of the discussion phase for Article 5, which is full-on war with Russia by NATO, since Poland is a NATO nation. Be very careful with this, okay? The mainstream media, even Fox and Newsmax, I don't know that they lie to us about this. I just think they're so ignorant that they don't know what they're talking about. Why is Russia doing this? The most attacks on Ukraine that we've seen. Like, why are they doing that? I thought that summit with Trump went well. It did. And then what I told you would happen afterward has. Massive attacks by NATO inside of Russia. Massive killing of Russian civilians. Oh, you didn't know that. Yeah, you got to read foreign papers because our media lies to you. Including this most recent one that was just done in Russia. It's absolutely horrifying. Mass murder of children inside of a school that was bombed. Oh, you didn't know about that. And every time that we do it, and it's NATO, every time we do it, Russia responds. And there's no end to it. And there is only one way to end this. And it's very simple. Stop sending our hardware. Stop sending the kamikaze drones. Stop sending the missiles. Stop. We have stopped funding them. Sell them to them if you want, but do not operate them. Pull the U.S. out of an aggressive stance against Russia. Stop murdering Russian school children. Look, if Ukraine wants to kill them, fine, but it's us doing it. Stop it. Stop it. And we won't have this conflict. We can just pull out and look at the French and the English want to go to war with Russia. Fine with me. I don't care. Incinerate yourselves. But we need to say, Russia has not attacked us. We need to leave them the hell alone. And Trump needs to pick a side. Stop letting our Navy, our generals do the assist for Ukraine to go in there and kill Russian civilians on Russian soil when they have not attacked us. And I've got another warning coming up in the next hour. This whole Polish situation is probably fake because we've seen it before.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.